listening to Ranking Tracks, part of CKCC Radio. And now your host, Jeff Trelawitz. And welcome back to episode number 107 of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. As always, my name is Jeff, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about my all-time favorite artist again, because I can. And this will be their third appearance on the podcast out of the 107 episodes. They've made up a whopping 3. Because, you know, I like to talk about everything, not just my favorites. I am, of course, wearing a Queen t-shirt as I come to you to discuss an album that came out just months after I arrived on the planet. You're welcome. Today we're going to talk about News of the World, which is the sixth studio album by Queen, released on October 28th, 1977. A little bit of a backstory to this album. In 1977, this according to Wikipedia, of course, punk rock acts, most notably the Sex Pistols, sparked massive backlash against progressive rock artists such as Queen, to which the band responded by simplifying their symphonic rock sound and gearing towards a more spontaneous hard rock sound. The album subsequently reached number 4 on the UK album charts and number 3 here in the US, while achieving high certifications all around the world. It has sold over 4 million copies here in the US. Its lead single, a little song called We Are the Champions, reached number 2 on the UK singles chart and number 4, spoiler alert, on the Billboard Top 100. Critical reaction to News of the World was initially mixed, with many reviewers commenting on the band's change in musical style. And that really shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. If you listen to a lot of Queen, like I have, their albums don't always sound the same. They have different, I don't want to say genres, but like Queen, and this is probably why I like them as much as I do, is so different than a lot of bands. How many bands do you know sing songs in Japanese, Spanish, of course English, and do an African chant? I dare you to find another mainstream band that does that, because Queen does. Alright. However, it has since been regarded as one of Queen's greatest albums, with 2 of the singles or songs, which we'll get into a little bit later, becoming rock anthems. I mean, what do you say about those 2 songs? Yeah, we'll get to those. The album itself is 11 tracks, 39 minutes and 10 seconds. Technically 3 singles, kind of 4. Again, we'll get into that in a minute, or in a couple minutes. And the genres are hard rock and arena rock. I don't know if I call it hard rock, but whatever. Now, with this album, it's easy to love the top 2 songs off this album. My third favorite song, if it weren't for those 2 songs being as massively huge as they are, could have actually competed for number 1. And I didn't actually know it was a single, because it's never on any of the greatest hits albums. But, yeah, I mean, and again, we'll get into that when I reach the countdown, but holy crap, the 2 biggest songs off this album. And again, it's one of those that's real tough to put one over the other. So, another thing that I love about Queen, it'd be easy for Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, to sing every single song. Out of the 11 songs, he sings 8 of them, which is still, you know, a lot, but it'd be easy for him to be like, I'm the lead singer, you're the drummer, you're the guitarist, that's it. No. Not with Freddie, not with his band. So yeah, we're going to talk about a couple other singers this time. So let's go ahead and get started with the countdown. For me, the 11th best song on the album is track 6. It is Fight From The Inside, which is not the Shinedown version. Nope, different song. This one is sung by drummer Roger Taylor. Hey you, boy, hey you boy. Think that you know what you're doing? You think you're going to set things to rights? You're just another picture on a teenage wall. You're just another sucker ready for a fall. You gotta fight from the inside, attack from the rear. Fight from the inside, you can't win with your hands tied. Fight from the inside, ooh, ooh, ah. Fight from the inside, right down the line. Next up is another song not sung by Freddie Mercury. It is track number 4. For me, it's number 10. The song is called All Dead, All Dead. She came without a furthering, a babe without a name. So much ado about nothing is what she tried to say. So much ado, my lover, so many games we played. Through every fleeted summer, through every precious day. All dead, all dead. All the dreams we had, and I wonder why I still live on. All dead, all dead. And alone, I'm spared. My sweeter half instead. All dead and gone, all dead. Yeah, definitely not about a breakup. No, that's cool. Whatever. Now, Queen doesn't tend to do a lot of songs about sex. They have, well, two come to mind. And one of them is track number 7. It's, for me, number 9. Get Down, Make Love. And expect quite a few highs throughout this one. Get Down, Make Love. Get Down, Make Love. You take my body, I give you hate. I say you hungry, I give you meat. Hey. I suck your mind, you blow my head. Hey. make love inside your bed. Everybody get down, make love, get down, make love. Get down, make love, get down, make love. Every time I get hot, you want to cool down. Every time I get high, you say you want to come down. You say it's enough. In fact, it's too much. Every time I get a get down, make love. Hey. Next up, I'm going to talk about a song that I swear was a single. Because it is one of those songs that are always on a greatest hits album. It's usually done live. You know, that's usually how it goes. If a song is popular and it's been released, you see it on the live albums, you see it on the greatest hits album. Sheer Heart Attack, track 3. Well, you're just 17 and all you want to do is disappear. You know what I mean? There's a lot of space between your ears. The way that you touch, don't feel me, nah, nothing. Hey, 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 hey. It was the DNA. Hey, 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 hey. They made me this way. Do you know, do you know, do you know just how I feel? Do you know, do you know, do you know just how I feel? Sheer heart attack, real cardiac. And the really funny part about the song Sheer Heart Attack is the fact that Queen had an album way before this, done all the way back in 1974, called Sheer Heart Attack, and yet this song is not actually on the album Sheer Heart Attack. Makes you wonder if they had the idea, all, you know, 3 years earlier, and just, you know, why they would call an album that. But it's strange, but hey, who am I to argue with Queen? I'm not. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about track number 11. For me, it's number 7, My Melancholy Blues. There are a lot of sad breakup songs on this one, from All Dead to this one. Another party's over, and I'm left cold sober. My baby left me for somebody new. I don't want to talk about it. I want to forget about it. I want to be intoxicated with that special brew. Come and get me. Let me get in that stinking feeling. This is my heart is at an all-time low. So don't expect me to behave perfectly and wear that sunny smile. My guess is I'm in for a cloudy and overcast. Mm-hmm. Been there. All right, let's see what is next. It is the 6th best song on the album. It's Late. It was the 3rd single on the album. Did not do quite as well as some of the other ones. Preferably the 1st and 2nd song on this list. It did chart at number 74 here in the US. Again, kind of a love song, breakup, gut punch. You say you love me and I hardly know your name. And if I say I love you in the candlelight, there's no one but myself to blame. But there's something inside that's turning my mind away. Oh, how could I love you if I could let you stay? It's late, while I'm bleeding deep inside. It's late. Oh, is it just my sickly pride? Too late. Even now the feeling seems to steal away. So late. Though I'm crying, I can't help but hear you say, it's late, it's late, it's late. And it's not too late. All right, and now into the top five. The song called Who Needs You? It is track number 9. I make it 6:30, you come at 7. Always trying to keep me hanging round. You little spoiled thing, girl, you keep me waiting. Never contemplating my point of view. This comes as no surprise. I'm a fool, for I believed your lies. But now I've seen through your disguise. I don't need you. Who needs you? Oh, I believed you, went on my knees to you. How I trusted you, but you turned me down. It's dog-eat-dog in this rat race, and it leaves you bleeding, lying flat on your face. Reaching out for a helping hand. Where is that helping hand? Oh, muchachos. Oh, well, I don't need you. And at number 4, it is track 8. It is called Sleeping on the Sidewalk, and it's another song sung by the guitarist and astrophysicist and all-around awesome guy, Dr. Brian May. And the lyrics go, I was nothing but a city boy, and my trumpet was my only toy. I've been blowing my horn since I knew I was born. But there ain't nobody wants to know, I've been sleeping on the sidewalk, rolling down the road. I may get hungry, but I sure don't want to go home. So round the corner comes a limousine, and the biggest grin I ever seen. Here, sonny, won't you sign, right along the dotted line. What you saying, are you playing? Sure you don't mean me? It's a very bluesy song, just like my melancholy blues. Alright, so here's the song that I was talking about that on any other album may have been number one. It is one of those most underrated songs that I just love to listen to. It's kind of sad, but also very inspirational. The song is called Spread Your Wings. It was the second single. Didn't really chart here in the U.S., but was popular in other places. Sammy was low, just watching the show, over and over again. He knew it was time. He'd made up his mind to leave his dead life behind. His boss said to him, boy, you better begin to get those crazy notions right out of your head. Sammy, who do you think you are? You should have been sweeping up the Emerald Bar. Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away, far away. Spread your little wings and fly away. Fly away, fly away. Pull yourself together because you know you should do better. That's because you're a free man. Now, of course, he's talking about a bar, someone named Sammy. I'm so old that my first thought was, is this about Cheers? All right, and now the first two singles, which were paired together, which is something you don't really see anymore, because when they were released, the record company expected radio stations to play them back to back. And they will forever be connected for that exact reason. And I remember the first time I actually heard these songs. My best friend at the time he was the one that actually introduced me to Queen. So shout out to my friend Chris, who I know will not be listening to this at all, but he's the one that got me into Queen, and for that I'm forever grateful. So yeah, I mean, again, these two songs are quintessential Queen that you pretty much automatically think of the band. You know, these songs automatically come up as one of the first songs you think of when you think of Queen. And like I said, they were supposed to be played together, and I'm going to swap the order just barely. And I don't even need to tell you what the songs are. You know what they are. In fact, I'm going to start singing, and I expect every single person here to do a little clapping and a little stomping for the next song, if that helps narrow it down. Better you're a boy, make a big noise playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we will, we will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. I'm going to pretend you did that during my bad rendition of that. And then there was one. That, you know what it is. Again, I don't need to read the lyrics. You know them. You love them. If you don't love them, there's no saving you. I'm sorry. I've paid my dues. Time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. And I mean to go on and on and on. We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, because we are the champions of the world. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. Now, for those that have Disney Plus, I believe in about a week's time, they're actually going to release a very old Queen concert on Disney Plus. It's not Wembley Stadium. I would forever love if they ever released that. I mean, I have it on DVD, so I could watch that or have the album. But yeah, look for that because that's going to be something very special as well. So, all right, number one on News of the World. How could it not be? We are the champions. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. Yeah. Love that song. Touches me right in the feels. Alright, well, this is gonna wrap up episode number 107 of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. I wanna thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good one, everybody. Thanks for listening.